Here at the Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Conference, I'm speaking with Elizabeth Gertal from Auburn University. And your topic here, I know you're in one of the afternoon sessions here this opening day, enhanced turf nutrition. We speak to a pretty diverse audience, but when it comes to this class of fertilizer and looking at the turf business, how important is this, first of all, to that segment?
I think it's very important to the turf grass industry for two reasons. One, economic savings. If we can show that you can use less fertilizer because you're not losing nitrogen to the atmosphere, that's a savings to the lawn care operator. Second, environmental. Turf grass is under more scrutiny than most crops in terms of environmental loss, and we are seeing legislation as to where we can apply fertilizer.
So what kind of information did you present to this group here today? Was it from some research or work that you've done?
Yes, it was from some research that we did, mainly ammonia volatilization work, which is the loss of nitrogen to the air as ammonia. If you've ever been around a cattle farm or chickens, you can smell the ammonium. And it's a pathway where if we lose that nitrogen to the air, the crop can't get to it.
And so what have you found? I mean, what is it that is kind of a takeaway for these people?
We found that the controlled release sources has significantly less nitrogen loss to the atmosphere as compared to urea, which is the source most prone to volatility loss.
Mm-hmm. In doing the research that you've done, I mean, do you use a variety of types of, I know it's a class of product, but there's a lot of different brands and all that. I mean, do you get involved in kind of doing comparative studies too?
Sometimes we do. In brutal honesty, it's often who will fund our research, mm-hmm. because in this day and age, you have to find grants. But a lot of the times, those people want us to compare their products to a competitor. So like today, I showed many slides where two or three large products that occupy a big portion of the market would be compared to each other.
Well, Agrotain is sponsoring my coverage here.
Right.
Is that a company that you've worked with?
Yes, they are.
And what kind of things have you found in looking at their products that they were interested in knowing and having you do that research?
They're interested in the environmental effects, showing reduced leaching, showing reduced volatilization, which we have been able to show in both cases with their products. So they're interested in showing how you can use less nitrogen to get the same responses, mm-hmm. in the crop. In our case, that's color.
And I know that you're focused here on turf, like we said, but have you done research, or do you think that the things you've learned would apply to other areas like agriculture and just even consumer business for that matter?
Yeah, some of it would. Some of it would, the most first direct application would be, say, like for pasture production in a similar forage-based system. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I have previously done work in vegetable crop systems, and yeah, some of it does apply into a larger scale of agriculture.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you here, and speaking with that great Auburn accent,
yeah.
I think you were saying.
I was born and raised in Ohio.
Oh, okay. But you've assimilated in,
yeah,
I think.
Okay.
That's right. Well, thank you very much. That's Elizabeth Gertal from Auburn University, who is speaking here at the Enhanced Efficiency Fertilizer Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.